This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. Gamble responsibly.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Hello, James. Hello, James.
Put moron number two on the phone.
G'day, cock. Cock.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Fat, the newsreader's got a stubble. Hey, he hasn't shaved. What the hell?
That's the new look.
Yeah, you can't get on the news and not have a proper bloody shave about you.
Thank you, Jim.
Isaac coming?
When?
Next week, please.
Coming in today.
Remember, Sam went down that path once and very nearly got the whole station thrown off.
Isaac's coming in.
So be careful.
Righto, I will.
Jay-Z Clark.
Jay-Z.
Also in. Hump Day Quiz, maybe.
Yep.
Our host has got some ripping feedback. Not sure we're going to have time later on for topics.
Yes, we have.
So a very, very big show coming up. Hello to you.
Wednesday, Arvo. Jim, guess what? 24 what? Hours. We're getting close then.
We are.
Carlton, Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
How many?
90. The host just told me it's going to be 34 on Saturday.
Yes, and going to be hot.
So roof shut. On North Melbourne, West Coast.
Right.
34.
What about Collingwood, Geelong? How many there?
90.
And having mentioned Collingwood, happy birthday to my good friend Jordan DeGoey. I'll be FF. What about this? 27
you
today.
You just barnacled onto him. He doesn't want anything to do with you. You've become a fangirl.
27 today. It's good on you, Jordo. All the best to you, my friend.
Embarrassing.
Raps. Triple M. We'll have exclusivity.
No.
Triple M will have exclusivity. What is it, Jim?
Exclusivity.
Oh, come on. Actually, I might have something exclusive tomorrow.
Oh, go on then.
With a very important man.
Really?
Stand by.
I look forward to that.
I just don't want to say anything about it.
Don't you? You're going to keep your powder dry.
I want to keep it under WAPS.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
We've also got this. A nice little whappy.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
But he hasn't had a shave.
That's happened. It's okay, Jim.
All right, go on.
Forget about it. You're on air. Harry Sneasel.
The Sneeze.
Will play this week. AFL debut on Saturday against West Coast Eagles. Oh. Who wins that, by the way?
North. Start favourites.
They're favourites.
A bloke said to me on the escalator at Southland.
Yeah,
turned around to me and said, "You luck after Sneasel."
Well,
I said, "I will, mate. Not that I've got anything to do with it. But I love him. And all of the North people will. He's got good tricks."
Third pick overall last year's draft. Been playing well pre-season. And Clarko broke the news to him.
Thanks to Clarko and the whole club. Been so supportive since the first day I walked in here. With all the other first years and all you players making me feel a part of the group. And yeah, let's do it on Saturday.
All of the cheese and got, as I say, got good, got good toys at his disposal.
All the best to Harry.
Yep.
Yeah. Collingwood have locked away Jeremy Howe for at least another year.
Howe.
He's going all right.
Yes.
Howe, very good player. So he's away.
One of ours.
What about Melbourne? They've got three injured premiership players, Jim, that aren't going to play round one.
Go on.
Jack Viney.
Yes.
That knee. Bailey Fritsch. Got trodden on.
Yes.
And Christian Salem.
Salem has got ongoing issues.
They're out for the season opener against the Doggies. That'll wind the Doggies in a bit. Don't worry about
that. Might.
I like that. And there might be another one, hearing, Jim.
Hello? Who?
Mayday there at Melbourne.
It's all over the media. Stephen may not play.
Right, okay. Yeah. So you're hearing it through
I heard
media.
It first, and then they took it off me.
Just
what's
hearing
wrong
with
it
him?
Then. He just got a sore calf.
Right.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens
two
there.
2 weeks from the last game to get himself right, I suggest he'll probably play.
No, we don't know. Right, it's up in there. We'll ask Jay-Z. He's coming in.
Good.
Stephen Smith will continue to be the acting captain for Australia. And they've got three matches to come.
One day, Jim.
I thought it was all over and they're coming home. But no, they've got to stay there.
Yep.
That will be interesting to see how that goes.
I hearing that Ravi Jadeja was true to his word. Did you read about that?
No, please tell.
Said to Matty Kuhneman, who's a young emerging finger spinner, actually played
lefty.
Bloody well lefty in that series at times.
Yes.
He said, "I'm not going to talk to him until after the series because I don't want to give him tips that'll help him get our batters out."
Yeah.
But once the series is finished, I'll happily sit down with him. Which he did.
Good.
And I think that's brilliant because it's a family cricket everywhere, and if you can help people, you should. So well done, Ravi Jadeja.
Well done. There seemed to be a lot of love in that series.
Well, even post, afterwards.
Virat was very nice during the series.
Not quite as angry as previous.
No, exactly.
I think Ashwin
Nerved a few.
I think. But the rest seemed to get on well.
Sheffield Shield, three games happening around our great country, Jim.
Yes.
Where the submarines will look after things down the track. Oh, my God. But Victoria going beautifully against WA over there at the Wacker.
Mm-hmm.
They got Western Australia all out for 122. Scotty Boland, 4 for 29, Jim.
Yes.
And now, 3 for 222, if you don't mind. Our man Marcus Harris, 84.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been nice to get 100 for a little Marky boy. Campbell Kellaway, 60 knot.
Oh.
And Matt Short, who is flying at the minute, 53 knot off 58 balls.
Yep.
So he's flying, Matty Short. New South Wales are going well against South Australia. And the other one, Tassie, 7 for 479, Jim.
Yep.
Bo Webster, 168 not out.
Mm, good.
No Peter Siddle in that Tasmanian side. So I don't know if he's injured. And Queensland, 2 for 82 there. Right. So plenty going on there. Oh, game 5. It's grand final time tonight, Jimmy boy. The Sydney Kings will play New Zealand Breakers in game 5 of the best of 5 championship series.
The series is tied at
2-2. And the winner tonight will be crowned champion of the world. Australia.
Right.
So big, big game. 2 all tied up, Jimmy. Nice. Looking forward to this one.
Right.
So Sydney are looking to go back-to-back, and New Zealand aims to win its 5th title since 2015.
Yeah. That's good going.
Bloody good going, Jim. And the NRL have introduced a 11-day
rugby league
stand down for any player who's concussed.
Right.
I think we have 12 days here.
Automatic,
which good. Is good. So.
It is. Especially with the climate we're experiencing at the moment.
Exactly.
Class actions, etc.
Everywhere.
All right, are you done, Wappy?
Has the AFL got a kitty for this, or are they working on it?
They'll be insured, I'm sure. But, it is something they're taking very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I've got a question for you. I might hold it to a bit later in this hour.
Hold your pepper.
I very much doubt you're going to be able to answer it.
I can answer.
Isaac coming next from the GWS Giants.
Young GWS star Isaac Cummin, who's a massive fan of this show as well, apparently.
Oh, really?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You need strength and stamina to win.
I beg your pardon?
And I have strength and stamina. Most others don't.
Oh, my God.
The AFL season is just around the corner, and the Giants open their season against Adelaide on Sunday, and their young star Isaac Cummin joins us right now.
Our next guest has made a name for himself in the GWS backline and is rated elite for disposal efficiency and metres gained. In short, give this man the ball.
He gives the handoff to Cummin. He didn't have the journey either, but Cummin did.
Please welcome Isaac Cummin.
Oh, yeah, rebounding defender extraordinaire. Cummo, welcome to you.
Thank you for having me, mate. How are we?
Oh, now, I'm just doing some research into this fine young player.
Cheesy, how are you?
And,
I'm good, thanks, Matt. How are you, mate?
We'll get to the cheese ball in a second.
Yes.
But, Cummo, as I'm doing this research, it says here, all the stuff I knew, pick 20, 2016 draft, all the rest of it, 183 centimetres, so good size.
Yeah.
But then it says 72-kilo defender.
No.
Cummo, please tell me you've been in the strong room for long enough to get that number up.
Yeah, no, I'd hope it's gone up since then. I reckon that was the
draft.
I reckon those are the measurements from the draft camp, so someone's got to update them.
Where
so.
Are you now?
Well, I'm still at the club.
No, I'm saying where's the weight at now? How much you put on since
Dopey?
I'm at about 84 and a half in a minute.
Whoa.
Let's have a look in the Bible here.
84 and a half.
188 and 84, North Broken Hill.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds a bit better.
Texan territory.
It is Texan. You played in the same junior team as Texan.
Yeah, no, that's right. Both North Broken Hill Bulldogs.
Not much to do out there, mate.
No, that's why we play footy, mate.
That's all you do, footy and cricket.
How are we going there at the GWS Giants? We haven't heard a lot down here. It's been quietly away. What are we set to expect?
I mean, hopefully we sort of just can put on show what we've been working on all summer, and that's the Orange Tsunami that we sort of spoke publicly about for a while. So yeah, if you see that Sunday, then we're doing our job right, I think.
Oh,
explain
be...
to people what that is. So the Orange Tsunami is?
Run.
Offensive run and then defensive pressure we'll go with.
Righto. And you'll be like starting it. That, I reckon. Hey, tell us a couple of players there. I see on the rookie list, Phil Davis. What's he doing? I'll straight back.
he's taking on a bit of a new role, Big Filthy, but... I mean, of course, he's going to be ready to go if he when he gets called upon, but... his sort of leadership and guidance for a few of the young boys has really been put on show this summer.
And will Catters play this week, the number one pick, Big Aaron?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, he'll definitely be in the conversation, but, yeah, they're going to have a probably pretty long meeting on Friday, Arvo, I reckon.
Righto.
Got a few that have exited the club. Of course, the big names of Jacob Hopper and Tim Taranto, Tanner Bruin's gone down to Geelong, Bobby Hill at Collingwood. So that's a lot of class and a lot of games out of the club. Internally, what's the messaging about covering that?
Well, yeah, obviously it's a fair exodus, but I mean, things like that happen every year. And obviously we had a pretty decent one this off season, but it's just an opportunity for guys to sort of step up. And I think guys like Finn Callahan and Tom Green are going to be prime examples of that.
And I like the coach. 16 years he was. He did an apprenticeship, Jim.
Yep.
Three different AFL clubs. A premiership player back in 2004. How's he going, Big Kingsley?
Yeah, he's unreal. He's settled in nicely. And, I mean, he was a pretty intimidating man to start with. I mean, I was shit scared of him, I can say that for sure.
I'm about to say, he's weighing more than 84.
he's a bit more than 84. But, no, he's opened up and he showed his true colours. And he's a legend. And, very, very good coach.
Now, we like this about the greyhound, Jimmy boy, Isaac Cumming, who we got on at the minute. Yeah. He was a Sydney Swan supporter.
Yes.
And I know why. Because he loved Brett Kirk, and he used to love some of the things that Brett Kirk used to say.
Thanks, Basil. I just want to give you a bit of an insight into the Saturday afternoon team. We're a bunch of unique individuals. Malthouse, Harley, Zemplis, McLaughlin, and myself.
You remember that? Is that why you liked him?
No. Oh, no, I think I liked him as a player, but I think that speech is definitely up there with one of his highlights. Sure.
How did we stumble across the nickname Cheeseball, please, Cummo?
Just a childhood nickname, and when I was a little fellow, I used to be seriously smaller than sort of the other kids my age, and one of my brother's mates at cricket just sort of randomly said, "I'm like a little cheeseball," and then it stuck. So it's going about 15 years strong now, I think.
Oh, that's good. And that. Mia, is she from Broken Hill?
No, she's originally from the UK. She's a Pom.
Oh.
But she moved to Adelaide when she was about 11, but she became an Aussie citizen about 2 weeks ago, so she's been trying to do her best to contribute to society.
How did you stumble across me, please? She looks way too good for the cheese ball.
How did the cheese ball find her?
What are you boys looking at over there?
We just got a little sheet in front of us with Instagram. All of the info we need, cheese, and she looks magnificent, and I'm wondering how you managed to convince her.
We all are.
Yeah, no, she's a gem. But three mutual friends, so my best mate goes out with her best friend. So, yeah, that's how.
All right, and off to Europe in the off season, we see.
I finally got to get away. It was sort of my first decent trip, and definitely got the travelling bug for sure. So, pretty keen to do it again. Just hopefully not in September like I had to do last year.
No, wait till after September, which will be October.
Thank you.
So you went away with the boys, Hops and Causer and Corbull and all that, and then you took Mia, is that right?
Yeah, Mia came over with me. We sort of had to sort of tick a few things off. I hadn't met any of her family that still live in England, so got that done, and I mean, thankfully, our trip along with a few of the boys, so it was good to catch up with them as well.
What part of England come up?
She's from Bournemouth. Her old man used to play for Bournemouth, actually. So
really?
There's another little fact for you.
Hey, now, what's going to happen? It's at Giant Stadium. Yes, so this Adelaide. Is a nice leg up. Taking on Adelaide, Giant Stadium, 110. What's going to happen here? Because they've been in pretty good form over pre-season. Greyhound?
Yeah, no, they are. They're looking good. But I think we sort of back ourselves in this weekend. We've had a seriously good summer. Our practice game wasn't too bad as well, so we're pretty confident going in. But we know it's not going to come easy like every game.
Do you missing any assistant coaches?
I mean, of course, I spent 6 years with them, and some of the boys spent up to 10. So obviously, you do miss some people that you get along really well with the club.
But, which ones? Like
Spike's a standout for me. I met Spike when I was 16, so we go a bit back.
Anyone else?
Who you want me to say?
There's someone listening in the car as we're talking now that used to be there.
He's a great mate of Fats.
So we'll go through.
Is it, Stevie Yonsi J?
Yeah. Yes. Old Chompers has set himself up in Wangaratta.
Well, now I know where you're getting your facts from.
He gave me another one here, but I can't go with it, unfortunately.
Hey, good luck. This is a big year for your footy club. It's a reset, of course, after Leon Cameron did a bloody good job with the Giants for a long time. It's a must-watch when the tsunami starts rolling, and you are a bloody good example of it. So, Isaac Cumming, good luck on the weekend and for the rest of the year.
Thanks very much, gents. Thanks for having me.
See you, Cheesy.
Isaac Cumming from the Giants on the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And you went for low-hanging sort of fruit.
Fruit.
So what are you doing today?
I'm double downing.
Oh, no.
Double downing.
Jay-Z Clark in after five with all the latest AFL news. A couple of players already ruled out for round one, JB.
Update quiz time.
Yes.
And I see a new prize attached to this, Bartholomew, that is very exciting.
$200 to the Duke of Wellington. Treat yourself at the newly renovated Duke of Wellington, Melbourne's oldest licensed pub, open 7 days till late. It's just on Flinders Street, corner of Russell and Flinders. Yes, magnificent.
Oh, iconic is what it is, I didn't realise it's had a whole heap of money spent on it.
Oh, no, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, yeah.
Upstairs is magnificent.
Upstairs is good. Mm. Melbourne's oldest pub.
That's what Bradford said. Yeah, so
didn't actually say that.
If you're heading into town to do anything, you stop at the Duke as part of your experience. Exactly. That's always been the case.
And you get a $200 voucher.
It's 10-minute walk to the G?
Yeah.
Perfect spot before the footy.
Oh, of course. Exactly. Mm. All right, 133353. Now, if you're going to be a part of the Hump Day quiz, you need to be excited. Right, if you're flatlining, we'll actually give you the arse.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we will, Bill.
No, well done.
We can't have contestants that aren't excited.
I'm with you, James. Right.
Thank you, William. So, treat yourself, $200, to the newly renovated Duke of Wellington. That is the prize. 133353 is the number. Ring us now to be a part of the Hump Day Quiz.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M, Melbourne's oldest licensed pub, Bill.
I told you that.
Open 7 days till late. The Hump Day Quiz coming up next.
A shave, Bill?
$200 for the Duke of Wellington.
Yes, she has.
Up for grabs.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So you are a Solomonel.
Not a guy, Bill.
A sommelier. That's nearly it. A wine connoisseur.
Oh!
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Come on, Pat.
Here he goes. Best quiz on the radio, fair to say.
Best prize,
Duke of Wellington.
We'll be the judge of the quiz.
$200 voucher there. Melbourne's oldest pub, of course. We get two contestants up, Jim. We ask five questions. And away we go. You're the judge.
Yes,
I am. I'm the reader-outerer. And we talk to Tristan. Terrible name.
Himself the reader-outerer.
Yes. Hello, Tristan.
How's it going, Fat?
Hey, good, mate. You from Wallen?
Yeah, I'm from Wallen, yeah.
My favourite pub, Hogan's, I think it is, in Wallen there.
Yeah, that's the one.
And you're a truck driver.
Yes, I am.
Are you driving now?
No, I'm just pulled over on my way home.
What, you got a B-double? What are we driving?
Nah, just a single.
Oh, that all.
And you're not good enough, mate.
Wait, where are the Hawks going to finish, Trist?
Look, to be honest, I'm reckoning about maybe 14th if we're lucky.
14th? No, you're not, Trist.
I'm going to be optimistic.
18th, you are.
We're gonna win a couple more games than you guys reckon we will, I think.
All right then.
Trist.
He's up and about.
He is up and about.
Then we go to Andrew, who's from Nathaya, the Purples. Hello, Andrew.
How you going, boys?
Drewy.
Jim, how are you?
I'm well, thank
you. Say g'day to Drewy from
Nathaya. Said hello, Drewy.
going well, boys.
What business are you in there, Drewy?
Run a trucking business.
Oh, so we got a truck driver and a bloke that runs the business.
Yes. How many trucks you got, Drewy?
We got six.
All right, so that's logistics. Is that what you call it, Drewy?
Yeah, operations manager, which is logistics, compliance, all that sort of stuff.
So Drew and I speak the same language.
No, you don't, Jim. You've got no idea. You've never been in a truck.
Who mentioned logistics?
Well,
you or me?
Saw it on the news. Yeah. Are you barrack for Carlton? Are they going to make the
eight? Yeah, mate. Actually, if all goes well, we are heading down there tomorrow night, and we are going to the Duke of Wellington. So hopefully
perfect.
We can get the prize today.
$200 in there.
Do you drive a truck up or what?
Oh, I won't tomorrow. I'll drive to work here that month.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, Bill.
Yeah, I'll drive a truck. Right, come on, Bill. Park it on the fence.
We got two.
It's a bit hard to park there.
We got Trist and we got Drewy.
Here
so
we
scream
go.
Scream out your name when you know the answer.
Up and about. You ready, boys?
Yep.
Yep.
What did Australia spend $368 billion on?
Drewy.
Yeah, the nuclear subs.
Oh, the subs.
Mm, nuclear. Yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. Tim, that's stupid. Nuclear powered. They haven't got nuclear weapons on them, Jim.
All right, I'm going to hold that question until after this. Yeah, keep going.
Drewy won?
Yes.
Righto, number two.
Not yet on the scoreboard.
Come on, Trist.
Yep.
What AFL club is now allowed to wear their prison bar?
Drewy, prison.
Oh, yeah. Thought I heard Trist get in there first. Trist.
Good on you, Jimmy. Good on you, Jimmy.
Port Adelaide.
Yes. Port Adelaide. All right, so she's one all.
One all.
Ring it. Keeping it close here.
I saw Eddie last night.
Oh, and?
I didn't mention the prison.
No, don't bring it up. Don't bring it up.
Number three, Cyndi Lauper and Rod Stewart played last night.
Drewy.
Hey. Oh, hello, Drewy.
You've gone off early, Drew.
At Rod Laver Arena.
They played.
You've gone off half cock.
You've gone off half cock. They played last night and tonight at Rod Laver Arena.
Yes.
You got to sing the next line, Tristan, okay?
Oh, he gets it Wait. All. Trist, come on.
They just want to.
No.
Trist.
It was all there for you.
He was.
Crikey.
Oh, the truck driver. He would have had that on the CB. Breaker. Come in, the breaker.
All right, one all.
Who am I? Which Collingwood player? Who am I? I turned 27 today.
Mm-hmm.
Tristan.
Yes, Trist.
DeGoey.
Jordan DeGoey.
Oh, because he's infatuated with him, Trist. It's actually embarrassing.
I broke my hand playing frisbee with my dog.
Yep.
I love going to Bali.
Bill has spent one night with him and he now thinks they're besties.
One night in Bangkok and the whole world.
God.
So what are we up to here?
2-1. Trist up. I'm listening hard, Drewy. So.
Right. Yep. It's 500 days until the next Olympics. Where are they being held?
Ooh, good one, Bill.
500 days today.
Bill's infatuated with this place too.
I know. We have a couple of skits that do the rounds.
Too many times they end up fighting planes and things.
I'll give you a bit of clue if you'd like.
Sacre bleu!
Oui! Well, Luke. Merde!
Bâtard! Righto. Drewy!
Didn't help the...
Nah, got nothing, boy.
We got nothing! All right. Yep.
Oh, I'm out of questions.
So am I picking this up?
Well, I'm out of questions, Jim. I thought that was Paris, by the way, boys.
All right, so how closely do you listen to the show, you two?
As much as I can.
Right. Yeah, as much as I can, I try.
All right. We flew to Perth last Thursday.
Yes.
What couldn't Fat find in his business class seat?
Tristan.
Yes, Trist.
The TV screen to watch a movie.
Yeah! Oh! Tristan!
Is there a
TV or something on these planes up front?
Perhaps.
Yes. It's in the arm of the chair.
Arm of the chair. You just pull it up and then turn it on.
But why didn't the girl tell me that? Tristan.
Trist, you've walked it in.
Yeah, well done.
3-1.
Yeah, well done. Well done, Tristan.
Drewy, what happened to you?
Drewy started well.
Oh, got spooked, I think.
I think you did.
So Tristan has won.
$200 voucher to the Duke of Wellington. Treat yourself at the newly renovated Duke of Wellington, Melbourne's oldest licensed pub. Bill opens 7 days until late. Perfect for pre-drinks at the footy.
Renovated.
Love that.
Have we got anything for poor old Drewy there?
Drewy get something?
A Triple M prize pack headed his way.
Do you play golf, Drewy?
Yeah, I do. Yep.
All right. We just had the latest delivery of the TaylorMade TP5 balls with the Triple M marking on them. We'll get you some of those. The best ball that I've ever played with, and I'm bloody good at it.
Yeah.
Excellent. Appreciate it, boys.
Well good done. On you. Well done, boys.
No, actually, not that good at it anymore,
two
sadly.
Truckers, Jim.
Two truckers having a crack, but we thank Aaron, of course, and the great team at TaylorMade for furnishing us with a whole lot of golf balls. So enjoy those, Drewy. But Tristan, going to the Duke. We should all go there one night.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's bloody good there.
Oh, it is, mate. I'm telling
you. Back in the day, before I started working on footy, I used to go with my mates every now and then, come over from Adelaide to watch Friday night.
Yeah.
And we'd always start at the Duke.
Did you meet Lisa there?
No. Then, wasn't there a whale with the ale?
Yeah.
The ale with the whale.
That's been
that was,
down.
Yeah, but that was a long
strip. Yeah, well, on
same
the water.
Strip.
No, that's was the Duke.
Oh, same place.
Yeah, that's same place.
There we
used to drink, but I think it's been taken down that park.
No, yes. I know, but I'm saying we used to have an ale with the whale at the same venue years and years ago.
It's iconic. Iconic.
It is. Bloody oath it is.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely. Beautiful. Good, beautiful word.
And Jose Mary, I think, has got some feedback for you.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay-Z Clark, not too far away, he's giving her the bird.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I tell you what we all do when we're on holidays, we drink too much. When we're on holidays.
Have you had some pride in the show? All right, Bill, I've got a question. I told you I had a question.
Hang on.
We've just secured four subs.
Yes.
Four.
Well, maybe another couple down the track.
Okay, but at the moment it's four.
For 368. Bill.
Four. So four. I'm just going to read you. I'm only going to get to the top three.
Righto.
Northern Territory.
Yes.
10,954 kilometres of coastline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a bit there.
Right. Queensland. 13,352 kilometres.
Yes.
Western Australia, 20,788.
Mm.
So that's the best part of 45,000 kilometres of coastline.
They go quick, these ones.
Four subs.
Jim, we're not worried about, we're worried about Northern Territory there, so where it's close to the enemy.
Bill, I don't care how fast they are. 40,000 Ks.
A bit of Ks there. But you see what these ones do, Jim? They don't come up for air. They don't come up for a snort. That's what it's called when they call.
I haven't done that for a long time. World War II, they weren't coming up.
No, these old ones, they come up every 3 Ks. They're leaking and bloody everything.
Have a listen to the sub expert.
Oh, no.
This one here, that doesn't come up for a snort. Yeah. It can go for a year, Jim, as long as you've got enough food.
So what's the thing called that the captain has a look up?
Periscope.
They don't have one of them.
They don't have, no.
Because they're low down.
Well, they're new little things there.
Four subs. That's just three states.
Jim.
40,000 Ks.
They'll be right. They'll go really quick.
So you'd feel comfortable if you're up in Karratha.
Yeah, exactly.
Top end. You'd think I'm going to be looked after.
There's the sub out there.
About to be an invasion.
There's a subby there.
Of course you would. Bill, come on.
Well, I'm not in the defence team, Jim. But I think there's a few Ks there that they've got to look at. Yeah,
I reckon.
We'll see what happens.
I'd be more confident if there were some fighter jets above than down below.
Like the ones we got too. They
go
got
right.
To fill up for petrol every 2K.
Oh,
they blow up.
Have a listen to this. They're about to do the flyovers. We've got the Grand Prix in a month.
That's the one thing.
All right, so you couldn't answer my question.
No.
Maybe if you get someone really important on at some stage.
I could ask.
You can ask him that question.
That's a good question.
How are these subs going to protect that much coast?
What do we do now?
We don't do anything.
Just have a bloke.
We just hope we don't get invaded.
Machine gun standing there on the point. I don't know what we do.
What were you going to go with?
Well, I'm going to say a name for you who's passed away this week, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Fosby.
Yeah, the Fosby flop.
Exactly right, Jim.
Game
passed
changer.
Away. He changed the game back in the 1968 Mexico Olympics, Jim. He took off at an angle because they used to all do that scissor kick, didn't they?
Western roll.
They'd run in or do the Western roll.
Gut over the top.
Or the scissor kick. Yeah. Exactly right. So in 68. Oh, Dick's out here on an angle.
Yeah.
They go, what's going on here?
Back over the bar, not guts over the bar.
Well, exactly. So he comes in, leap backwards, Jim, bent himself in a J shape, as we all know, the Fosby flop, used for other things nowadays. But and
I think
he won.
There's an R in there, isn't there?
No, Fosby.
There's no R.
No.
Not a.
And he won the gold medal, Jim.
He did.
So at the next Olympics, 28 of the 40 jumpers were all using the Fosby flop.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
And Bill. Then I think his name was Javier Tatamayor, set the world record in 1984 that still stands.
Check that. What's his name?
Cuban. Javier Sotomayor.
Actually, Sam loves him.
He set the world record in the 80s, and it still, I think, to this day stands.
Feeding him.
Which means he might have had a bit of...
Well, he was flying. High jump record. We'll look that up because I'm not sure about that.
All
but Fosby flop. Good on you, Dick.
Well done.
He revamped the whole
lot. Changed the whole game.
And when I won that one at...
Oh, have a listen to
when this. I beat Silvani, I use the Frosby flop straight over the top. And poor old Sauce had the Frosby flop.
Oh, Rosie Walton's in the studio next with some pointed feedback, hopefully directly at you, old cough button brownless over there.
Oh, buttons.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
But I wouldn't be holding my breath if I were you.
He's actually holding his breath.
He's going as red as the backdrop.
This is the Rush Hour, JB, Bill and Rosie Walton.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With Aussie Supermole, Rosie Walton.
Great to see you in, Hose. I'm just going to do some feedback on myself. Please. Javier Sotomayor, we were just discussing.
Mm-hmm.
The great Cuban high jumper.
Yes.
Predated him a little. 1983, he set the world record 30 years ago of 2 metres 45.
Wow.
And it still, to this day, has not been broken.
Well, Dick Fosby, he jumped 224 at Mexico. And at Tokyo last year, 21, was 237. Yeah, so your man.
I reckon he's not far away, old Javier, from being broken. Now, Hose, welcome to you.
Hello. Well, speaking of Cuba, we've had a few people from the family ask us to mention something that I did put in Rappy yesterday, but we were so busy, we weren't able to mention it. But this is good news. So Lockie Condy and also for Byron Moffat, thank you for reminding us to tell everybody that Australia has defeated the Czech Republic 8-3 to advance to the World Baseball Classic quarterfinals for the first time ever.
Wow.
So well done to us. The win in Tokyo saw Australia finish with a 3-1 win-loss record on the Group B standings. The world number one Japan finished in top spot on 4-0. Australia will face Cuba, the top team in Group A, in its quarterfinal in Tokyo today.
That's cool.
So good luck, everybody.
Baseball.
We'll follow that up. Yes.
That is good.
What a great sport baseball is, too.
Do we get our old mate from, the best relief pitcher in the...
Graham Lloyd?
No. Anyway, he's in Major League Baseball. He's close to the best.
There's one from
North
Perth.
North supporter from Perth. Yeah.
From Perth. Good bloke.
Do we get them coming back and playing in our team when we get this close to the bloody...
I see.
Vinegar strokes hose?
Excuse me.
Right. I'm giving you time to move on to your next
All
item.
All right. We had a message on our Facebook from Rob Rowe. Not Rob Lowe, but Rob Rowe.
Yes. Rob Rowe.
And he said, hey, boys, love the show. Wife and I are caravanning around Australia listening to the podcast. How good. That'd be great. I'd love to do that.
Yes.
Seen this in Albany, WA, and thought of Bill. It's a Chinese restaurant called?
Called Jing's Chinese Wok.
Yes. It's in Albany.
Jing
Albany.
It's where my mum and dad
live. Oh, well, they
in
must
Albany?
Go there.
Yep.
Have to get the special Singapore fried noodle or something.
Grey Nomads.
Yes.
Well, we're not suggesting that Robin.
No, I'm saying Rob is with a name like that. He's a grey nomad.
Okay.
So well done. Jing's Chinese Wok. There you go,
have to visit there next time.
Yeah. Well, as I say, my mum and dad live down there. Liam Hendricks is the one we're talking about. He's now with the Chicago White Sox. He's the juice, Bill, and he's a Perth boy.
He's ours.
He's ours.
I met him, Jim.
Brilliant.
I just went to a night over there in Perth, and he was there.
Well, listen, were you going to barnacle on him?
The rodent?
Well,
Jordan DeGoey?
We couldn't make it, poor old Jordan.
I know.
Yes.
Playing frisbees.
Yesterday's joke.
Good.
Confusing.
Yes.
I was confused.
Why were you confused?
Everyone you hated
was.
It, James.
No, it was rubbish.
Robbo?
Poor Rabs didn't know what to do.
No.
Why were you confused?
Because it made no sense.
It didn't make sense. If you get something to do with your wife not talking to you for the whole month.
Yeah. And he said, well, that'll be all right, a bit of peace and quiet. And he said, no, today's the last day.
Mm. Might have made more sense had you said it on the 30th or 31st of March. Might have made it funnier.
Yeah, probably would have.
I think people will pick it up.
Anyway.
What are you, dummies?
Beersy ran a poll on our Instagram asking, you know, was it good or bad to deserve woolly or plastic?
And?
Apparently it deserved plastic.
Ah,
what is wrong with our Instagram?
No, because they all just...
No. They got the joke.
They're stupid as Bill.
They weren't confused like you two nuff-nuffs.
No, that's what it was.
You are nuffies.
Okay.
I hope you get today's.
I doubt it.
Even if you did, you wouldn't want to.
No.
Staunch you are. Andrew Haining has pointed us in the direction of the Australian Towns of the Year, which were announced today.
Yes.
I'm going to run through them.
Yes, please.
Get ready for number one, Rabs.
Okay. Here we go.
Towns. Right. These are towns, righto?
Across Australia, best towns to visit.
Right.
10, Echuca.
Great spot.
Riverboats.
Yeah, magnificent.
Beautiful on the
Except
Murray.
Except for these blokes.
Yep.
Orange, New South Wales.
Not been to Orange.
No, I haven't been there.
You got wineries or something?
Yeah, probably.
Anyway.
I don't know. Anyway.
Dunsborough, Western Australia. Beautiful.
Yes, right.
Not far from Albany? No, the other way.
No, you're halfway between Albany and Perth.
Number 7, Toowoomba.
Yeah, wouldn't have said
Toowoomba.
Plenty of other places in Queensland. 6, Marimbula.
Yes,
I love that part of New South Wales.
Nice.
Sapphire Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Sapphire.
5, Ballarat.
No.
The rat.
No.
Not the rat.
You're taking the piss.
No, I'm not. 5, Ballarat.
Ballarat.
No.
Because of it's become synonymous with art galleries and restaurants.
Well, so is Daylesford.
Yeah, which would be a better town.
In Geelong.
Oh, I haven't heard Geelong yet.
No.
Number 4, Port Lincoln in South Australia.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. Tuna. Shark diving. We went shark diving there.
Yes.
Calypso Cruises.
Yes, very good.
They were brilliant. So
what was their name?
Make sure you go and do that.
Plugger.
Emma was, I think Emma. Anyway, they were, if you're going to Port Lincoln shark dive, they were superb.
Oh, that's where you do it, in the cage.
Oh, yeah, in the cage, beautiful.
And
yep.
All the tuna.
Brilliant,
there.
Yep.
Okay, number
Dean
3.
Dean Lucan,
number
3. Sorry.
Yeah, Big Dinko.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Number 3 is in Tasmania, lots of Tasmania we want to visit. New Norfolk.
Okay, don't know that one.
It's just out of Hobart, upriver.
It's an interesting little suburb.
He's just shaking his head.
Yeah, it's a lovely spot.
Number 2.
Okay, another one in Queensland I'm not sure about. Yeah. Bundaberg.
Oh, no.
Of all the places in Queensland. Yeah. Go see the bear.
All right, the number 1.
Number one.
Here we are.
It straddles.
Oh, yeah.
New South Wales and Victoria.
Oh, you did.
Wodonga and Albury.
Oh,
Albury Wodonga.
Well, it's just Albury, but we'll claim the Wagga part.
How am I
supposed
to get to Centrelink?
So according to whatif.com, 2023's best Aussie town is Albury.
Albury.
Wowee.
Well done, Albury.
Well done, Albury.
It is a nice town. There's nothing wrong with it. On the Murray. Beautiful.
Wodonga
across
hose.
Victoria side.
I like that.
That's
all
good.
Right.
Ballarat.
Shay Clark.
Hi to everyone in Ballarat.
In the studio next.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
If you're a man of any level of integrity, you will say, I acknowledge there is no car park under the ground at Optus Stadium in Perth.
I'm not a man of any integrity.
Now, we're very lucky on this show. We get the best newsbreakers in football. Purple comes in Monday.
Yep.
And little JZ Clark, middle of the week. Welcome to you.
Great to be here, Jim.
If it's happening in footy.
Jeepers, have the headlines been coming thick and fast?
This man will be all over it.
Let's get JZ in.
All right.
And talk footy.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
He's going to try and get back out there.
It's JZ Clark.
Yes. Round one tomorrow night, JZ. We are here.
Very excited, Jim, because let's be honest, the summer of sport has been pox. I mean, we wiped the floor with the South African. And who else do we
West
play?
Indies.
The West Indians.
Oh, Kyrgios. The BBL was great.
You were magnificent.
Jim must have been on.
The BBL was brilliant.
On the
back
final.
To its best.
That was
but we all want the footy, don't we?
We want the footy. Kyrgios didn't play in the tennis. Yeah. We were a bit flat about that. But the footy is finally here. And I can't wait because you have a look at the games and there are so many 50-50s. We're talking record round one crowds. And the news today, Jim, well, I've got my notepad here.
Come on then.
What do you got for
you've
us?
Been around the venues.
Where have you been today?
I tell you, I got kicked out of a training session for the first time this season. So good to get that out of the way.
Where were you?
Nice and little. I was down in Melbourne and I had the peepers out.
Goody come up to you?
He said, I could only watch the warm-up and then I tried to persist and stay.
Well, this gosh is paddock.
Pardon?
This gosh is paddock.
No, I went all the way down to Casey. Oh, I drove down there to Casey Fields. It took me 50 minutes. Simon Goodwin listens to this show. He's a big fan
loves
of the Rush
show.
Hour.
Goody.
He says, come down, Jay-Z. We'd love to see you down there at Casey Fields. So I make the hour and a half trek down there. And they're trying to find a new training base and a new home because everyone's sick of driving that bloody
long
far.
Trip.
Mm. So I get down there and they say, you can only watch the warm-up. I said, I'm here for the whole duration. Yeah. Anyway. So I got my binoculars out and I see Stephen May do bugger all, Jim. Did bugger all. The team did a little warm up off the fence. He didn't do any of the sprints and they played a little game of soccer. He didn't move off a 1 meter square. And then as everyone started doing the match simulation, you know, Gorn and Grundy, they're out there doing their thing. Lockie Hunter, he's out there sort of, you know, a few kicks at goal, all that sort of stuff. He walks slowly off the ground. He does a few handball drills. And then the exercise bike. And you know what happens around the exercise bike in main training, Bill?
No, you ride it.
You're in trouble.
Yes.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, so you're not. So he's out. You're putting a line. So it's Viney, Fritch, Salem, and Stephen May.
That would be four. of their best 22, and they come up against the biggest key forward setup the game has ever seen.
Yeah, well,
as in there, Sam Darcy, Aaron Norton, Rory Lobb, Jamara Ugle-Hagan. Yeah. So he's the bloke they could least afford to lose.
I was going to say, I reckon if you went and asked privately Luke Beveridge, who we'd most like to see missing from the Melbourne lineup, it'd be Clayton Oliver or him.
And agree. And so it's a calf niggle, and like, clubs get fixated on round one, Jim, don't they? We've got to get them out.
Well,
get
I would hope North are.
Got to get them out there.
One in the last 15. I hope they are fixated. Got to get them out there. Worst round one record in history.
Their favourite two against the West Coast Eagles. Who's going to win that as a matter of fact?
It's extraordinary, isn't it? So, Harry, good to see Harry Sheasel confirm debut.
Oh, jeez.
Now, after, so then Goody Cook kicked me out and I had to watch him over.
So, did he do it personally or did he send someone over?
He didn't even. That's the thing. He sent Matty Goodwright, the media manager, to come over and kick me out. And I said, Goody, come and tell it to my face. Come over here.
The pugilist. The pugilist Jay-Z. What about at North? Yes. Scotty used to, not to me, but used to tell people to do the same thing. I'm like, Scotty, this is a public space.
Yes.
Can't kick anyone out.
That's what I said. I said, we confirmed with Gil McLaughlin as he came into the Herald Sun on Tuesday. What's this business with the closed sessions? He said, there is no rules in the AFL which says journalists can't attend a training session, so long as you don't go for a kick in yourself. Anyway, Goody tried to kick me out, and I watched everything from over the fence.
Have a listen to Jay-Z.
I'm right up. But they will have two debutants, Melbourne fans. It's not all doom and gloom.
Who they got?
Judd McVie, who's a classy halfback, a rookie pick.
Lives with my brother. He's a ripper, Judd McVie.
Is that right?
Otherwise known as Knuckle, because he looks exactly like Knuckle Scholl.
Brett Scholl.
100%. Oh, yes. He doesn't speak as stupidly as Knuckle. Hey, Kenny. Hey, Rocky.
Hey.
But he's a ripper, Judd, and good luck to him.
He can use the ball nicely. And so without Salem, that makes a lot of sense. Bailey Laurie.
From Geraldton.
Yes.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. I think he played a bit of footy somewhere else.
Anyway,
Bailey Laurie also debuting. He's a goer around the ball without Viney. He'll be thereabouts.
Oh,
so Fritch, Viney, Salem, all expected back for round two. But Stephen May is their big watch, and he will try and ramp up his training tomorrow.
All right. Wow.
And test on. Is that?
No.
Is that the
Rabbits? Beverly Hills. Come on, Rabbits. You're better than that.
The beer opening. Is that an Entrecote thing?
No.
It is.
What about St Kilda?
Yes. So they're confirmed two debutants as well, which is exciting for Saints fans. And Mateus Philippou, big 10.
Oh, yes.
Big boy. He is a bloke. This is interesting. He's a bloke who told clubs and recruiters that he wanted to become the best player in the game.
And a few went off him.
Yes. But he's done all the work. Ross, our man, he's absolutely...
Why would you go off someone if he said that? That's a good thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, a bit of confidence.
Yeah.
So that's good. But he also brought up, and it's great that the Ross Lyon press conference is back. And he was asked about the leaked audio. Oh,
yes.
The poor IT kid which downloaded this file and had to confront the senior coach. What are you doing with the audio?
Well, I've got something lately.
So he was asked about that at the press conference, Rabs, and Ross Lyon said there's nothing to see here.
We thought the likelihood of it being with someone's possession and doing it was low, but you can't ambush your players one day, wake up the press. So we got on the front foot. There was certainly no forced apology, and there was no apology. It was really saying this has occurred. We've gone through it, and there's a couple of marginal bits. We had a couple of, there you go, and a few of them giggled and walked out. So, there's no real issue.
No.
Marginal bits is interesting.
have you heard any audio?
Haven't, no.
I reckon we might have.
Really?
Standby.
Are you going to run
after,
now?
Well, after the ad.
You play that later.
You're holding Kraft over.
I'm holding Kraft over because who's the other debutant?
The other debutant is Anthony Caminiti, former...
He's come from nowhere.
...waiter at a steak restaurant. He's studying engineering.
Grill on the Hill?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's the only bloke above 195 centimetres who can take a catch in the goal square. They might have been asking you to come out of retirement, Billy Brownless. So
probably kick six.
Yep. He's a bit of a cult figure. So Caminiti and Philippou debuting for the Saints.
Good.
Tell you what's going to be interesting down the highway at your old club,
Cattery.
Bill.
Yep.
Well, Tom Hawkins still in doubt with this foot. Yep. He's progressing well, but...
Training okay, but maybe a bit underdone.
Yes, I'm not sure they're going to risk the three-time premiership full forward in round one.
And then Jeremy Cameron's wife's about to have a baby.
And so they've got the bun in the oven and due any day now.
Yes.
So that hasn't happened yet. Mm. And Jeremy has said, well, if I'll play the game, but if I get the tap on the shoulder at half time from the runner saying...
He'll go home.
It's all happening. He's going to pop down to the...
baby sub is going to be the sub.
But what does that mean for the forward line, Bill, saying no Hawkins potentially?
Well, Blix Arves will go down there, or Ollie Henry, or someone will replace him.
They'll be fine.
Soldier down, soldier up.
Against Collingwood, who are a very good side.
Yes, and one of the best defences in the competition.
Jay-Z and then maybe some Kraft.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Mea culpa, we love Jay.
Who? Mea culpa.
The footy is just over 24 hours away. Ooh. Richmond versus Carlton from the MCG. Plenty of footy news for Jay-Z to still get through.
Right, exactly.
Before we get to that.
But we love a bit of craft here on Rush Hour, Jim, don't we?
You do.
And we've got Tonya Todman here from Healthy, Wealthy and Wise, because Jay-Z, believe it or not, has found the exclusive audio that went missing at St Kilda and the Ross Lyon tapes that he was talking about before. Jay-Z, you haven't told anyone. You found
I found them.
And I've got them here.
Yeah.
And I want you to have a listen to Jim at just the craft that's gone into these tapes.
Just around the corner. The Brad Marshall is the only 6 footer in our team. Been enormous today. Quite brilliant. Unconditional.
That's pretty good. Audio.
That's Roscoe. Well, really? There's more.
There's more.
Go. There's more.
Now, Jack Sinclair, on that one, he tried to take a hanger. Now, Jack, let the cobblers do the cobbling. Stay on the ground, son. You're a small man. No hangers. There's no magic here. No confidence shot.
And Jim, you're not going to believe this. There's one more.
Surely there's no more.
And I think Roscoe actually throws to one of his assistant coaches.
What are we up by? 20 points? 20 points? Still got no tall forwards, have we? Hey, Lenny. Yeah, Ross. Can you call Rui? See if he wants a game for the Saints. Oh, Ross, he's in Texas. Oh, no, just yet. Cozzy, too. We need a key forward. Thanks, Lenny. You're enormous.
That was on DSL,
was it?
Yeah, that was on DSL.
Dragged out of DSL.
That's the quality you get on Saturday morning.
What are you doing on that show, Jay-Z?
Oh, mate, we're just having a bit of fun.
You've ruined it for everyone else in the media world. Because now coaches aren't doing the pre-game interviews. They've had enough of this because of that crap you just put together. Absolute crap.
Oh, mate, I got into the Saints cloud and I was able to sort of hack away in and I was able to download
it. Never listen to this.
And that's what you got.
So. And the Blues tomorrow night take on the Tigers. The weather is going to be superb in Melbourne.
Crowd?
And the turf, mate. 90,000, they're tipping as part of a...
Turf
perfect. Oh, you couldn't shift it if you tried, Bill. Like, even if...
Have you tried?
As heavy as you are, you couldn't kick the grass and move the turf. Right,
well said,
because they're 1.2 metres wide, they're like a foot thick, and like even you, if you tried your absolute best,
good.
So the surface is absolutely perfect, absolute bet up early in the week. But the big watch is on the ruck issue, who they're going to play. Pitanea versus Tom DeConing is one of the most in demand players in the competition. He has to be in their best 22 or the other clubs.
They've got to play Pitanea. They've got Big Nank, who's a seriously decent ruckman.
Can they do both though? And can he work forward?
Yes. I'm playing Pitanet and DeConing, especially against Richmond.
And DeConing can play elsewhere.
Because they've got old mate Ivan Soldo as well.
Yeah.
So they're well stocked for ruckman. I think Pitanet's got to play.
McGovern playing for Carlton.
Yes. So he has had an interrupted summer as well as Jack Martin as well. But Vossi, it's a big year for McGovern, who faces a make or break sort of season. He's in, Jack Martin's in, and they play two debutants, Ollie Hollins and Lockie Cowan, who provide a lot of run on the wing.
Got the moulet.
Yes, with the mullet. Yeah. So Vossi said...
Serious Bogan stylings.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. You'll like him, Bill.
Fan
old Ed Cowan. Stuff. He's got the full mullet. He looks cool.
He opened the batting for New South Wales.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah, keep going, Jason.
So he's going to provide a bit of run because that's what Vossi wanted. They're good in the contest. They're hard in there with Cripper, but they wanted a bit more run on the outside of
Essendon.
Yes.
Just how's Dusty going, by the way?
He's going good. He's going to play...
I haven't heard much.
No, largely forward.
Righto.
So he's been one of the top centre square players. You'll see him forward. He'll kick goals. Taranto and Hopper going to dominate around the ball. Essendon and Elwin Davey Jr. is going to play forward. He's going to make his debut. So last year, small forward responsibilities. That was all on Malk Guelphy. This year, they've got a couple of small forwards in. Maybe Anthony McDonald, Tippin Woody, whether he'll play it to line ball. Elwin Davey Jr., of course, and Jai Menzies. So Scotty happy with his options there. Stringer not going to play. Scotty said, we've got to stop relying on this one bloke to kick all our goals or to dominate games to win games. So he's going to be just kept in cotton wool for a little bit. And also great to see Orazio Fantasia back.
Bill's man.
For Port Adelaide.
Coffee, mate.
Jim. So he didn't play at all last year. Had a nightmare run of quad and knee injuries. He's back out there, Willy Rioli for Port Adelaide. They're almost at full strength, the Power.
So good game, that.
Big game for King Hinckley.
Brisbane. Mm-hmm. Big game.
You're tipped to be top four, minimum.
Mm-hmm. You are?
No, Brisbane.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're proper footy
team. Desma, is he coming back? Is he hasn't played for a long time. Hasn't kicked a goal for a while because we haven't seen the old...
Yeah. The arrow, yeah.
The arrow, that'd be, yeah.
Bow and arrow.
That's good.
And
he had a poor year.
Georgiades, the other one I want to see perform for Port.
Yeah.
Well, our man Kenny.
Kenneth.
It's a big year for him.
Yes. And if he...
He's been a bloody good coach, Ken Hinckley, so you've got to think that if Port Adelaide say, righto, we're going another way, he will be sought after.
And exactly. And if Gold Coast don't make the finals, not that I've got him in my top eight, but as if the Gold Coast Suns wouldn't go after an established, respected coach like Ken Hinckley, if Stuart Dew can't take them to a place where they want to be at the end
of
the
season. But also what I love in the modern era, and Brett Ratton is a great example, is as soon as they stop being a senior coach somewhere, they're grabbed almost immediately.
Bang.
Ben Rutten, straight to Richmond. Yeah. Ratton, straight to North.
Yep.
Because they are gold, these blokes.
But the coaches look after each other a bit.
And so they should.
But you're right.
Don Pike to Sydney.
Bang.
Straight back into the system is perfect for me.
100%. Concussion's been a huge story over the past week, and it's got the potential. I mean, the lid has been ripped right off concussion in football.
Yep.
So there is a second class action which has been launched, confirmed today by an Adelaide lawyer, Greg Griffin. Of course, that includes Darren Jarman, Sean Smith, of course. I think Johnny Platt and John Barnes are also part of that. So that will focus on what did the league and what did clubs know about concussion when they were urging players, let's be honest, to get back out there after head knock. So this is going to go for a while and is going to be a really big story, and I'm expecting there to be a huge chance of some significant compensation payouts down the track.
It's a minefield.
Yes, it is.
Well, Rat Platt was locked out during a grand final.
He was. He
kept playing.
89.
Yeah. And what was the culture? What was the attitude?
Well, Bill never got.
Well, it was totally different. I got knocked out a couple of times and I went straight back on.
No, because you didn't get knocked out.
No, I didn't. I could count fingers and all that, what day it was. Yeah, no, there was a bit of that going on. But it's hard to blame clubs back then and coaches. We all knew what we're in for. Now, I know there's some really bad blokes here, so you do feel sorry for them. They get compensated, yes, but we kind of knew what we're in for, didn't you,
well,
when you're playing?
But when Max Rook gets up to 30 concussions and now says he can't function as he'd like to as an older person.
So where's the money? Have they got a bank? Where's the money come from?
Insured against the AFL?
Yeah, and that is going to have to be the case. But you would hope that the AFL's got some pennies saved up for this issue, because it has been a freight train that's been coming for some time.
And how do you stop it when it's such a fast game? It's a
collision sport.
That is the balancing act.
I don't know how you do it, mate. Nah,
so you've got to keep the
game. So a bloke leads out from full forward.
Yep.
He's got to go, hang on.
But aren't they?
You just do it. It's your reaction to lead and go hard. Paddy Dangerfield goes hard as a cat's head. You know?
But there are some easy wins, and I think Brad Scott said something like this recently, where he said, if a player's got a head over the ball, you've got to protect that player.
Yep.
You've got to protect his head.
So
the head high hits and the bumps, and that has been something that the AFL has changed its rules around. Yes, there will always be that real brutal component of AFL football, and you don't want to take that out. You know, players do have to be courageous all the time, but I think there is some lower hanging fruit which the AFL has adjusted. It was interesting to see the concussion protocols remained at a 12-day sort of a mandatory break, and that could be increased if there are some other sort of dangerous symptoms. It wouldn't be surprised if that continues to extend over the.
What doesn't help, Jay-Z, is when the AFL do rub a player out for high contact, and then it goes to court and they overturn it, and the player can play. So when you're trying to defend, the AFL are going to turn around and go, "Well, we can only do what we do."
Yep.
And then if it goes to court and gets overturned, they're overturning their own game.
Yeah. And that was the Cripps verdict was.
It's not going to help these things when they get to court. That is not going to help.
No.
Always good to see you. When good are we hearing you from you across the weekend?
Saturday morning DSL and then Saturday afternoon North Melbourne and West Coast.
Jay-Z wandering
on that.
Yes.
And the boundary.
Get a bit out there. And then on Sunday with the new look Sunday Rub Team Rabsy.
Yes, Daisy Thomas and Stevie J have joined us on Sunday.
Just watch the back of your head because he'll go chomp.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Just take a piece out of him.
All I see are big white chompers.
Jay-Z Clark on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Fat, I'm in Perth.
Yes.
A place where I'm a legend.
Oh.
JB and Bill, this is
Brian. Oh. Hey, Brian, come on.
Oh,
He saved Lorne. He saved Lorne over the Christmas break.
Built a nice fence.
He built a fence down there to protect his bar.
That's what it is.
No, it's beautiful down there. He's the mayor now, Brian. Runs the place.
He does down there.
Right, now, what are we doing here, please?
Well, Jim, wedding traditions unusual.
Right.
Let's connect with the Rush Hour family. 1-3-4-3-5-3. Wedding traditions unusual. A mate of mine went to a wedding in Perth on the weekend. Oh, Roscoe.
Roscoe.
This song came on.
Over there.
Everyone drops their pants and dances with their pants around their ankles, Jim. It's a tradition that's crept into weddings here in Australia.
It must be only in Perth.
No, I think it happens Australia-wide, yes. But that's
the West Coast Eagles theme song. Exactly. I thought it must be a WA thing.
No, I think it happens in Australia. So,
weird bloody tradition.
Well, I'd like to know, what do the Mexicans do at their weddings?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. Well, the Greeks are famous for smashing the plates.
What about the Russians? What do they do at a Russian wedding? I'd like to know that.
Well, there'd be a number that the Russians would play, Rabs, if when the dance floor starts to rabbits.
Come on, Rabs.
Starts to heat up. There'd be a number they'd rip out. I'd imagine.
This is
Keep going. Right, just pad a little bit longer. Wow,
what are you doing behind the desk there, Rabbits?
1-3-3-5-3, right. Of course. Wedding traditions unusual.
Right, unusual. And we're going to do Russian wedding, Rabs.
There it is. Moscow, Moscow.
All right, so
we got a good prize.
I ripped that out. Yes. What is the prize?
Double pass to Meatstock this weekend, Melbourne Showgrounds. No, and we've also got an Oodie.
An Oodie. AFL.
A voucher for the Oodie. And it's enough to buy one for yourself, an AFL one for yourself, and for your kids.
It's a wearable blanket, if you're wondering what an Oodie is.
Team of your choice.
Sit in front of the telly watching the footy, wearing your Oodie.
It's a blanket with a
hood on it that wraps around you. It's beautiful. Yes. All right, so Fat. 1-3-3-5-3, people are ringing with.
Wedding traditions unusual.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Now, there's only one winner here, Jim.
All right.
As I look over and you're not there, I was wondering where he went.
All right, wedding traditions unusual.
Yes.
Because you're in Perth.
Yep.
Speaking to a mate. And?
Had been to a wedding in Perth. Eagle Rock comes on and all the blokes drop their pants on the dance floor and dance with the pants around their ankles.
In my day, if you were on the green and you putted the ball off the green, you had to drop the pants and do a lap of the green.
Oh.
Different tradition, but when
you got beaten in pool and you didn't pot a ball.
Yeah. Yes, that's the same type of thing, Rabs, but we're talking weddings. So 1-3-3-5-3, weird-assed wedding traditions. Dave in Gippsland, Bill.
Hello, Davey.
Hey, boys. How you going?
What do you got?
Weddings, boys. Every local footy club, cricket club function I've been to the last 3 or 4 years, soon as Eagle Rock comes on the jukebox, mate, all the locals drop their pants.
So where's it come from, Dave? Well, I've never heard of this.
I have no idea. But even the old blokes are doing it. I'm old.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah.
Not the full trolleys. Leave the jocks on.
Yeah.
Down to the jocks, down to the boxes or the jocks, whatever they're wearing. But even if it comes on out the back of the pub later in the night at these country pubs, down the
So if you know, we've got Geordie, Sean and Pete and everyone, but if you know why this has crept in, if you know a reason, ring us 1-3-3-5-3 because I've never heard of it. I'm with you. Geordie in Echuca.
Echuca was voted one of the best towns, I think 10th best town in Australia. Hey, Geordie.
G'day, how are you?
Good. We're talking about wedding traditions unusual. What do you got?
I've got a Russian girlfriend and her sister got married.
Yeah.
And at the wedding, they put up money to to dance with the bride.
Yes.
But we're talking lots of money. Oh, so they're putting a wads of $100 notes. They actually had a drill through hole with a bigger though nappy pin on it.
No.
And they'll pin those to the bottom of the bride's dress. She made $3,000 out of dancing with these people at her wedding.
She's dancing with a dress with $3,000 pinned to it.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
It was quite insane.
So do you bring a present or is that your present?
No, that's all completely different to the present.
Wow. So you bring a present and then you're pinning money, $100 notes.
Yeah, to the dress. It's just weird as, but she was pretty happy with the result.
That's it. All right.
Can I just add to the Eagle Rock?
Yes.
My boys all have a bit of a party and 21st footy functions, weddings, doesn't matter. Last wedding we went to was a bit of a high class one.
Yeah.
and my boys, the three of them, the only ones on the dance floor, with the pants down, doing the Eagle Rock.
That is amazing. I think we've got someone later who's going to be able to tell us why. Shawnee's in Druin. Shawnee?
How you going, fellas?
Good, Shawnee. What do you got for us, mate? Wedding traditions unusual.
Me and the ex-wife, we used to take a fellow friend to weddings. He did it's an old English tradition, but they do it here as well. To see a chimney sweep on your wedding day is meant to be good luck.
Well, that is interesting.
Yeah, he used to dress as a chimney sweep, and my ex-wife used to go in and announce him and say like a pre-speech thing, and he'd come in and dance around everyone, which we did a Asian wedding opposite Albert Park one night, and I think there was only three Australians in there and the rest were Chinese, and everyone was looking at each other wondering what the...
What's going on?
But he brought good luck.
So you don't have to sweep the chimney.
No, thank you, Bill.
You just have to turn up.
There wouldn't be one in many wedding venues, chimneys. But Jess and Steve, our mates, Stevie's a chimney sweep.
Yeah?
Yeah. Who? So that gives me an idea
for later
in the year.
I need one for
you? Oh, well, Stevie's the man.
I don't know any chimney sweepers.
He looks like the Wolverine. all right, now we got Pete from Dandenong, Bill.
Pete, what do you got for us, buddy?
When I got married, my wife's of Polish background.
Yeah.
And you come in, and when the bride and groom are into the room, they have a shot each. One is of vodka, one is of water. And the one that gets the vodka is meant to control the relationship through the marriage. And I ended up I got the water.
And is that accurate, Pete?
You've got to say so, being the male in the relationship.
Still married, Pete?
Yeah, coming up to 7 years in April.
Oh, that's good. So that's still working.
Well, Mick in Corowa. Hello, Mick.
Corowa.
Hey, how you going?
Now, you've got an idea about Eagle Rock?
Yeah, I'm sure, and it's not a video clip. It would have been a film clip back then, but I'm sure that Daddy Cool did that in their clip when they sung that song.
They dropped the trolleys.
And had the arms out like eagles, spread wings and all that sort of stuff. I'm sure of it, mate. I remember it from when I was a kid.
Wowee.
Trying to get cool.
Wilson. What was his first name? Can't remember. Anyway, that is interesting, Bill. So it's in the original
film. Ross Wilson.
Ross Wilson. Yes, bloody legend. Cool.
Let's have a look, Jim.
You're having a look at the film clip.
Who do we like?
Who do we like there, Bill?
Eagle Rock, 1971, the clip here.
I like Geordie, the Russian lady had $3,000 pinned to her dress.
And unbelievable. Right,
what have we got for Geordie?
Geordie's won an official AFL Udi in the team of her choice, only available from the Udi. That's the Oodie.com. And get one for your kid and your loved one as well.
It. Now, have you got the film clip up? Is it true?
It's just they're at a little cheeseburger joint and they're just I'm just watching
the pre-film clip.
No, it's not. Daddy Cool, there he is there. Look at him. He's starting to dance now.
He's had a Macca's ad pre-roll and he thought it was the film clip.
They're dancing. Hang on, he hasn't dropped the trolleys yet.
Still to come, it's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Tomorrow, the big Duke wanders in. Luke Darcy's young bloke about to explode.
Sam.
For the Western Bulldogs. And the Texan. Texan! Oh, yeah.
So we had a bloke from Ballarat, Broken Hill today. We've got a bloke from Broken Hill tomorrow.
And one of our all-time favourites.
Yeah.
So that's a big show coming tomorrow, but this has been a magnificent show today.
And
now we just get to...
To finish it.
Yeah.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
This is where I come in and it's a happy ending, Tim.
Right. Well, let's hope so.
I was going to bed last night, speaking of that.
Oh, no. So then just go completely inappropriate.
No.
This isn't Friday.
No, sorry. And the missus said to me, Jim, have you put the garbage bin out? I said, no, I'll do it in the morning. She said, well, what about the cat? I said, well, I don't think the cat will be able to push out the bins.
No, rabbits.
Taxi, all right. Could you see the cat pushing the bin out, Jim? The poor little paws pushing it out.
I get our social media jump all over me for not laughing.
Yeah.
But that's shit.
That's not
that's
shit.
That's unlistenable.
Let's see what
that's
rabbits
not
thinks.
Even a dad joke.
No, like the cat.
They're putting the arm.
Poor little cat pushing it out to the gutter. That's embarrassing my brand.
The nature strip.
You haven't got a brand of that.
Well done,
the front perch.
Yeah, the front. What is it called?
Double thumbs down.
Yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to our mates at BlueBet. Get around BlueBet this footy season and download the app today. Gamble responsibly.